Talking about our mayor, just a few highlights of his accomplishments. He spent 15 years on the school board, 3 years on the city council. He was the current mayor of Soldotna, longtime doctor in Central Peninsula Hospital, Boy Scout leader, Eagle Scout mentor, Iditarod musher, and past president of the Alaskan Division of American Cancer Society. Dr. Nels Anderson passing has left a great void in our community, but he's left a legacy for us all to aspire to, and our hearts all go out to him. And it also seems very appropriate that this is the beginning, the first forum anyway, of what so many people have given their lives to preserve, and so many people want to take away from us still today. Our way of electing our government, getting to know the candidates, and then voting so that we can preserve our community and our way of life. So welcome, all of you. I wish we had standing room only crowd, but I take it that you will each go out and talk to 10 to 20 people about what you learn here today. So we're going to open up with 2-minute opening remarks so that we can get to know these folks if you don't know them yet. And we will start with Lisa Parker and her 2-minute opening statement.
Thank you. Is this on?
Sounds good.
It is on. So you can all hear me okay? Great. So as Meryl said, my name is Lisa Parker, and I am a resident here in Soldotna. I was born and raised in Alaska, and I'm relatively new to the Kenai Peninsula, having moved here in May of 1991. So I have previously served on the city council and was elected 3 years ago, and if I get emotional, so we have been fortunate to have mentors, visionaries like Nels Anderson. When he and I were elected 3 years ago, Nels had a vision, and it's something at the city we've been working on for a long time, and that is that there be more collaboration, cooperation, working together with the city of Kenai. And that's something that Nels talked about. It's something that over the past 3 years we've been able to do. And if I'm fortunate to be reelected to the city council, I want to continue on with that vision.
Thank you, Lisa. And she is running unopposed, so it's going to be pretty hard for her not to be reelected. But as I told her, and we do allow a little extra time for tears, Lisa. If she needs a protagonist or if she needs a little debate to go on, I will be free to be sure she stays on the hot spot. Now, sharing the candidacies for the next seat, we have former Mayor David Carey and Pamela Parker, who is not new to us, but new to the political realm. Pamela, give us 2 minutes opening statement.
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Pamela Parker. We are actually, my husband and I, pretty new to the area. We moved here in 2015 from Florida. We both graduated from the University of Florida. Go Gators. Yeah. Sorry, I had to throw it in there. If you see my signs, you know I paid homage to Gators there as well. We moved here in 2015. My husband's a full-time pharmacist at Walmart over in Kenai, and that's actually where we initially settled. We thought that that would be our home, but the longer we were here, the more we realized that we really liked Soldotna, and we wanted to move over to this side. And in conjunction with that, we also started a business. We own Everything Bagels. So like I said, my husband works full-time, so I manage and run the day-to-day of Everything Bagels, and since then, we've opened a second business. Here in Soldotna, Snappy Turtle photo booths. So we really love Soldotna. We absolutely love living here, having our businesses here. And even recently, we've had the opportunity to become foster parents to a little redheaded, adorable kiddo. I don't know where he is. Oh, he's right there. So we've actually also been getting to experience all that it means to be a parent in Soldotna, and we've really grown to love the city even more since having him come into our home because of the wonderful access that we have to parks, recreation opportunities, and even just the great sidewalks we have in town so that he and I can bike to school every morning. So I'm very excited to be here. I think this is a great opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to sharing a little bit more information with you all today.
Thank you for stepping up, Pamela. And now a man who needs no introduction, borough mayor, city councilman, city mayor, and Mr. David Carey.
Thank you, Meryl, and thank you all for being here.
When I was 4 years old, my father, who was in the Navy, was killed. I carry his name, David Carey. I have grown and to love and also to see it as a responsibility to be a public servant and, again, an advocate for the community. I'm hoping to continue that. There are awesome things happening in Soldotna. I would start off with the park. The amount of people now using Soldotna Creek Park is phenomenal. And the more activities, the more events, the more leisure time that people find that they want to be at Soldotna Creek Park and the different things going on there, it's truly wonderful. I've been in public service. I was a high school government and U.S. history teacher for 30 years. I have 3,400 students from here on the peninsula, Sohi or Skyview, that I've had the privilege of teaching. I taught political science at the college. I want to serve. I am a catalyst for action. Those of you that know me, I don't go to any meeting and stay quiet. I do the work. I research. I love learning. I've done it for a long time, and it kind of adds on. This is the 10th Soldotna City budget that I've become pretty knowledgeable on. I hope you'll consider providing me with your vote so that I can be your advocate for information to the city and the city council and also from it. And I thank each of you for being here on another beautiful day as our summer has been. Thank you.
Thank you, David. We're going to move into our question and answers. All questions have been prepared by the Soldotna Chamber, and you'll have 60 seconds to respond. Now, your lovely timekeeper is up here, and do you have a warning, like the 15-second warning, and then when her hair turns red, then you need to stop. And that way I won't have to interrupt. Oh, my goodness, her hair's already red. So our first question of the day, and we'll start with Mr. Carey. What qualifications do you have to serve on the city council?
I have the qualification of desire to be of service. I think that's a very important beginning point for anyone. I have the advantage of having a pretty good record, 19 years of service in different elective offices. I get out and learn about and people and the ideas that they find of interest. And so my life from teaching, from coaching, from the college, from public service, it is pretty much who I am. 3 days ago now, was my 67th birthday. I believe I've still got a bunch of good years, and I want to keep them in place, and I'm very hopeful to continue with public service for all the people of the greater Soldotna area.
Retired, but not out. And now next, stepping up is Pamela Parker. 60 seconds, Pamela, to answer the question about your qualifications to be on the city council.
I would say my biggest qualification is that I'm ingrained and involved in this community. Between our business, our family, and our volunteerism, my husband and I have made Soldotna our home, and we actively work to better this community on a daily basis. We utilize the services that Soldotna provides. We go to the parks. We walk the streets and sometimes sidewalks when three of us can't fit across the sidewalk. A couple of us are in the streets, but we'll get to that maybe later. We've loved living in Soldotna, and I'm very passionate about the direction that the city is going. And that passion helps because I am a forward thinker, and I can see where the city is headed, and I want to continue them on that mission. I want the city of Soldotna to become where it's headed, to the downtown improvement plan, beautiful wide sidewalks, wonderful parks for families to enjoy.
Ah! And the next Parker who's gonna tell us about her qualifications is Lisa Parker. Lisa.
Thank you, Meryl. As I mentioned, I previously served on the city council in the 2000s and then was re-elected 3 years ago. I was first elected to public office when I was 19 years old in Anchorage, and was elected to the Anchorage Charter Commission, which ended up resulting in what is today the municipality of Anchorage. Since I've been a teenager throughout my life, I have love to work with people. I have loved to work with my community, my state, and identifying, once there's a problem, helping identify solutions. My commitment to you, I will work hard, I will listen, and I will be responsive to you. And people who have sent me emails know I do respond to the emails that I get from city residents, any residents.
Can I add just a little bit of history about your dad, Colonel Parker, seeing that you didn't mention him? Well, I called him Colonel Parker. Long history. You're on a post. See, so I told you I could be a day.
Let's focus on the candidates.
Okay. Next question, Pamela. You'll go first on this one. What do you see as the job of a city council person? What is the job?
I mean, if I could just say one word, it would be to listen, because I would be representing all of the folks that live in the city and listening to their concerns and using my position to help correct issues or concerns that they might have. I think that oftentimes folks come into this position with predetermined beliefs about how to work in local government. And because this is my first foray into local government, I don't come with those predetermined beliefs. I'm here to listen, I'm here to learn, I'm here to find out what folks want to see happen in their city, and then I'm here to make that happen.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, you've been in the job. Sooner or later, you got to vote. And then what about the people you listen to that you vote against? Tell me about the job of being a council person.
Well, as I mentioned, I will work hard. I will listen. But the other responsibility we have to the residents of Soldotna is the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we are spending the money wisely. And while we do not have a high property tax, and the majority of the money that we get is through sales tax, we still want to make sure that we are spending our money wisely. One of the things we have seen as a state is there is a lot of deferred maintenance in buildings and structures all around the state. And that's one of the things that I have brought up to make sure as a city we don't have issues with deferred maintenance in the future.
Thank you. And David, you're also familiar with doing the job versus what the people think you should be doing on the job. But what would you say the job of a city council person really is?
I find it's a relatively complex thing, as with all human relationships. I think you certainly want to listen, and you want to listen to as wide a spectrum of individuals and ideals as possible. But ultimately, the major thing that the council does that's unique is that we make decisions on behalf of others. After looking at the information, budget is always a major aspect. What is it that will lead this city in the directions you want to go? I'd use an example. 15 plus years ago, the state of Alaska was discussing handing over the DOT lands, that's Soldotna Y, that had been the highway department, to the city. There were significant issues about leaking underground storage tanks from across the road. We had to set up a number of sites to monitor. And basically, on the last day possible, we said, we want it, and we'll deal with the possible pollution. That's the type of thing a city council person has to do. Listen to all the information, be learned, and then make a decision for the betterment of all members.
Thank you. And David, you'll go first on this next question as well, as we continue just to kind of shift it up so that everybody gets a chance to go first in between and last. What challenges do you see for the city of Soldotna during the coming term?
The city of Soldotna budget is in very good shape, and that's a result of the work of councils for 20 to 30 years. And so finding that right balance, one of the primary principles of government, we start off with the idea of popular sovereignty. The people are in charge. We have limited government, which means you can only do the things the rules say you can do. But then the third one, which tempers it, is consent of the governed. How much do we want to be spending on the different legal rights we have in different programs? Those are the principles by which I start. And Meryl, tell me again your question. Restate it. I want to make sure I'm answering.
Your vision and the challenges that you're going to in the next term. I mean, 3 years goes by, as you know, in the twinkling of an eye.
I think handling the budget. I think we have a very significant surplus, and when you have extra money, it would appear you're taking money that you really don't need to use in that year.
Okay, so over here to Lisa. Lisa, what are the challenges that you see for the City of Council during the coming term?
Soldotna, as a community, we are blessed. We're blessed because we don't have significant challenges. The surrounding area has challenges. Probably, if I had to say here in town, what are the challenges that we're facing right now? We recently had an individual come to the city council meeting to address homelessness. And as some of you may have seen at the Y this summer, we've had some individuals hanging out at the Y who need money, they need food for their dog, they need gas for their car. That could continue to be a challenge and something as a city, but as a community, we will need to address, because I don't see that it's an issue that we as a city can address separately or singularly. I don't see the fact that we have a savings in the city as an issue. I think we're blessed and we've been saving our money, and it's kind of like having our own little mini permanent fund.
Thank you, Lisa. And Pamela, as a new business person to the city, 3 years might look a little longer down the line than it was if you've been here for a while, but tell me what you see as the challenges in your coming term on the council.
Absolutely. So I've just got a couple. Obviously, one of them with all the state and borough budget cuts that have been happening, while the city does have enough money to continue to work on our capital plans, improvements, et cetera, that's something that I definitely think should still be in the forefront of everyone, council members and residents, because eventually those costs could get pushed down to the city and we need to make sure that we're prepared. I also think that the sports center and potential future site for a visitor center are issues that are going to come up during my term. I also believe that the opioid epidemic is still going to be raging. It's still happening. And that's definitely something that the city needs to look into and needs to be a part of. In addition to those issues, I had another one. If it comes back to me, I will let you all know.
I'm so glad that happens to a young person. Lisa, let's have you take this one first. What are Soldotna's greatest opportunities?
Our greatest opportunities, besides our people, is our parks and our beautiful outdoors.
Short and sweet. So, Pamela, that'll be your next. What are the opportunities that you see, the greatest opportunities for the River City?
We have such a diverse economy here in Soldotna. We have the hospital. We have wonderful small businesses. And I think that we need to be pumping energy, time, and resources into continuing to promote that diverse economy. I think our small business community is fantastic. And I think that's why people choose to live and raise their families in Soldotna. I love the parks. I think that's great that Lisa mentioned that. That's definitely an opportunity we have. We're also so well poised on the Kenai River. We are a gateway city to that wonderful natural resource, and we need to be utilizing that. I know that the city is working on the downtown improvement plan. How can we have a heart for the city of Soldotna? And if the river is part of that, having small businesses, maybe even places to live near the river where folks can walk along that and spend their money locally with our friends, family, and neighbors, I think we have a lot of opportunity that we can work with around the river and our small business community.
And Mr. Carey, what do you see as our greatest opportunities pressing forward into the future?
Everything that's just been mentioned is absolutely true. And again, it's a pretty complete list. An opportunity that I offer, this decade I've spent most of my time working out at the prison, a volunteer, working overwhelmingly with those who are in there for drug addiction, heroin, and meth. I'm also aware of how many businesses, how many people in the community are injured or damaged as a result of that, and so the advantage. I make a commitment through Municipal League and other sources to be a catalyst for looking for solutions and programs dealing with addiction. The safety of the people in our town, the safety of businesses to exist and to not have issues done, I want to be the catalyst for that. And I know many people have been doing a lot of talking. I believe because of my experience, I love kind of telling people, I'm at the prison, they kind of look at me. That is my dream. I want to be a catalyst for change in the state and nation on the issue of drugs in our town.
Thank you, David. I guess, Pamela, you should be up first on this next one. We'll make it a hard one. The city of Soldotna's revenue base relies heavily on sales tax, and sales tax can be volatile and depend on making sales. Yes. Do you see a need to diversify our revenue streams?
Man, you give me the tax question and I have to go first? Okay. Obviously, no one likes the T word. Taxes, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say that they're for taxes. Nobody wants to pay more taxes. I get it. And right now the city's in a great position. We do have enough funds that an additional source of revenue is not needed. However, if that were to change, and again, with some of these costs being pushed down further to the city, that might change in the future. And if it does, I do think we need to diversify our revenue streams. And I personally would be in favor of a bed tax. And hear me out. Nobody threw anything yet, so that's a good sign. I think that that helps to really capture our visitor industry, folks that are coming here with the intent to spend money. It also does not necessarily impact our residents because we're already paying that bed tax when we go literally anywhere else in the state and the country. And I think that that would be a great way to help us bring in additional revenue without as much of a burden on our residents.
And Mr. Carey, on the dependency on sales tax, which can be volatile, do you see any diversification necessary for our revenue streams?
I find that the funds being collected are more than adequate. In my life, when you show a person that for X amount of funds you'll get this service, there isn't a relationship, a social contract. This city needs to do a better job applauding and backing the employees of the city and the services provided. When you explain to people what goes on with wastewater treatment, with plowing of roads, with all the different services that the city provides, I understand it's easy to always say, no. I see instead you show that the service is excellent. You show the individuals working, giving their lives. I remember Anna Johnson. And after she left city service, she only had a couple more years. I applaud our employees. I applaud the people who are receiving services. We're doing a very good job. And I want to lift up people and let them know. Certainly, budget-wise, I think water and sewer costs need to be lowered. And that's part of my statement. So I think there's places, budget-wise, rather than more, I'd like to see some less. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And Lisa, do we need new revenue streams? We're pretty dependent on sales tax. What do you think the future holds?
Well, I think for the city, we need to continue to remain open for business. You know, the city has never been one to go out and, you know, try to coax companies to come into the area. But as businesses and industries look around and they come to the city, continue to, excuse me, remain open and let them know we'll work with them as they come to the area. Pam mentioned bed tax. There is a city on the Kenai Peninsula borough that does have a bed tax, and that's Seward. And there's over 100 communities in the state of Alaska that have bed tax. So it's something that we potentially could explore, and it would be something that we could use for helping promote the community, help promote tourism, visitors. And a final note, we have great city employees. We have a wonderful city manager. We are very fortunate.
Okay, Lisa, hold on to the microphone. I'll let you go first. You knew we were going to come to this. It's the 800-pound gorilla in the campaign. So Lawton has been exploring options for annexation for many years and is currently moving forward with submitting a petition for the legislative review with the Local Boundary Commission. The proposal would annex roughly 3.8 square miles of land adjacent to existing city boundaries. Do you agree or disagree with this plan? And, of course, why or why not?
If you go back to the Peninsula Clarion from in interviews and questions that I've answered in the past, you will see that my response has been, I will support annexation if the people in the areas are also supportive of annexation. We have extended water and sewer out Funny River, down Kay Beach to SBS, because they asked for water and sewer, and they agreed at the time when we looked at annexation that they would agree. So for those areas where we have said yes, extended the water and sewer, and they said yes, we won't object, yes, we should annex those areas. We had a hearing on Saturday. There were 35 people who testified. 34 said thanks, but no thanks.
And Mr. Carey on annexation.
In my three terms as city mayor, I cast two vetoes. One was on annexation, and the council didn't even take it up to override. The people being annexed have to be part of the process, and they have to want to do it. Annexation is, again, a form of eminent domain in reality. There's legislative annexations, and then there's vote by the people. I would absolutely only approve annexation if there was a clear process by which the people that are being asked to come in would be able to vote. You know, there were 9 areas, but they've chopped off 2, and those 2 areas they're not doing had a whole lot of people in them. We were told at that meeting this weekend there are only 400 people that live in the 7 areas that are now covered. When we got some of the original bond funds for water and sewer from the federal government, we were required for contiguous areas that wanted extension of water sewer to provide it. Now that's from Tom Bedeker's mouth.
Okay, thank you. Pamela, on annexation, agree, disagree?
Man, first on taxes, last on annexation. Meryl, did I do something to upset you?
Spread love and cream cheese.
Thank you. This is a super loaded question, particularly because neither Dave or myself, if elected to city council, actually have a say in whether or not the petition goes to the local boundary commission. So instead, I'm going to focus on what would happen when I am on city council and if it has been passed along. So I was also able to attend the meeting on Saturday, and I was able to listen to folks' concerns. And I know what we can do if it does get passed along, because again, that's not up to either one of us. We're not going to be on council by the time that decision has been made. But what I can do is listen to those concerns, and when we begin to implement annexation, if it does happen, making sure that we are planning properly, using certain zoning areas to help alleviate some of the concerns that folks had, like being able to ride their ATVs or shoot guns in their yard, grandfathering businesses in with a sign code, with building structures, things like that. So I would prefer to focus on the future versus what we can do to change the process, because it's moving forward. Neither one of us can do anything to change it.
Okay, David, you'll be first on this next one. What do you see the city's role as in attracting new business and families to Solano?
That's done primarily from the people who live here, and it irradiates out to the people they know, for their relatives and other people. Certainly, we need to be friendly. We need anyone coming to Soldotna to find the people here like people, that we are positive, that we're engaged with our community in terms of both physically as well as the human relationships. We have such an asset. I believe that for many of us, we really take this place for granted. Again, maybe because I'm really old, I love being here. It is so positive on so many levels, all the things that have been mentioned. But to me, the greatest thing is which is the term American exceptionalism. People come here to be the best they can, and each other pushes others to do higher. So I think our largest thing to bring people here is to be a dynamic, a continuously growing economic and social place, and to let people know that the gates are open, the doors are open, come to Soldotna, and you'll come back.
Okay, Pamela, you get to go second on this one. What do you see as the city's role in attracting new businesses? What can the city do to bring in new families to the city?
So contrary to popular belief, young people enjoy living here too. I had to throw it in there at some point. The city needs to actively be working to engage families and businesses to move to the peninsula. We love living here. We know we love living here, and sure, we'll tell everybody about it. I don't know how many folks from Florida I've tried to get to move up here. They're not having it with the winters. But the city actively needs to build and encourage a business climate and a community climate that encourages folks to live here. We need to make sure that our codes are not prohibitive of businesses starting and being successful. We need to make sure that our roads and streets are safe and that our parks are accessible year-round, even when it's 20 below and cold. And we need to make sure that folks have a sense of community once they do move here, because it is kind of harsh coming to Alaska from somewhere else when you maybe don't know anyone. But that sense of community that Soldotna has developed and continues to develop is really helpful in keeping people here. And I think that the city does play a very active role in that process.
Okay, Lisa, I've heard it said that if we have another summer like this, we'll have to build a wall at the Canadian border, because when it's 118 degrees down in Texas, I cook chicken at 118 degrees, for crying out loud. People, when they see the perfect weather that we had here this summer, other than the fires. But what can we do in the city, and what is the city's role in attracting business and families here?
Well, the city, in cooperation with the chamber, has done a good job in attracting businesses, attracting people. I think when people visit here, one of the things that they immediately find they like the area. They like the area, one, it's beauty, but two, it's the people. The people are warm, the people are friendly, and people like being here. Like Pam said, you know, her husband works in Kenai, they were gonna live there, they decided to be over here. When we moved down here, we thought we might be closer over to Kenai because that's where we worked. But no, we wanted to be here in Soldotna. And I said years ago, I think Soldotna is one of Alaska's best kept secrets.
So you're going to tell the secret. The golf course. I thought for sure you'd talk about it.
It's the people here.
And it's so good to see you not in a cast, Lisa.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm trying to not give more money to the hospital and my local doctors.
Okay, Pamela, you're up first. Soldotna has two groups looking to advance two big projects in the next few years, the Sports Complex Fieldhouse and the Soldotna Community and Visitor Center. While both of these projects are on hold at the moment, do you see a path forward for either of them?
Okay, so 1 minute. I'm going to talk real fast. Yes, path forward for both of them, absolutely. I think the Visitor Center, and this is not just because I'm the president-elect on the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, but yes, I do think it's much needed in this community. However, again, listening, that's one of my strengths. We've listened to folks and the feedback that we've received about the location of the Visitor Center. And so while I do think that there is a place for it in our community, perhaps the place we were initially looking at, right there in Soldotna Creek Park, might not be the best place. So I think going back to the drawing board and finding a spot that doesn't take a corner of our park would be a great way to move forward with that. And then the sports center, the field house, I was bummed that that did not pass, honestly. I think it's much needed for this community, some indoor recreation in the winter. But there are some funds still available from that campaign, and I would like to see them used to explore what renovations need to be done to this facility, so that we can at least have something that's functional and looks great and is easily accessible for residents until we can revisit the field house in a few years.
Thank you, Pamela. And Lisa, you've dealt with these frustrations, and following the question of how do we draw people here, in the light that we have two plans going forward, but kind of on hold at the moment, what do you see as the path forward for both the Sports Complex Annex Field House and the Community and Visitor Center?
So first, the sports complex. The sports complex and the path going forward, that was something that was a vision of Nels Anderson, something that he really wanted to do. He wanted us to immediately go back and bring it back to the voters, but council said we need to take a time out. We have taken and allocated capital funds and realized that we do need to do some renovations and upgrades here at the facility, and using the tax monies we have, we are putting that into the capital budget. So I see that you'll see upgrades in the years ahead here at the Sports Center. Whether we go with the big complex that had been identified, that's still out there. Sports Center, I must say, over the years, I have been a consultant to individuals working for the chamber on the Visitor Center. So yes, I believe based on the work that's been done, we can attract small conferences to the peninsula and keep business open year-round.
Thank you. And Mr. Carey, on the Visitor Community Center as well as the Sports Complex Fieldhouse that are both on hold, do you see a path forward?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to take a tangent. Any structures that we have in the city, we need to be sure always that we're doing proper maintenance and upkeep, so that it is so much less expensive to do it early rather than later. On building new structures, if the people of this area are adequately and conscientiously informed of what could go on if we went ahead, and I'm starting with this complex, I think the people will make a good decision based on their own pocketbooks. If the people can't afford it, we should not be telling them we're going to do it anyway. So, path forward, the Arctic Winter Games have put a lot of money into this facility, and it was wonderful, and we had all kinds of people here. If a demonstration can be provided, showing we could do these things that now we can't, then I think you put it on the ballot for the people to say yes or no. I think the relationship between the city and the tourism and the chamber is one that must always be strengthened. We work better when we work together as compared to alone.
Okay, finally, David, you go first on this one. Yeah. If you could wave a magic wand, without asking the voters or without just a magic wand, okay, that would get the job done, what would be the most, what would you like to see as your number one priority for the city of Soldotna 10 years from now?
You framed it in terms of a magic wand. I'd like to bring back all the people who have lived here and spent their life, their blood, developing this. My family certainly knew a lot of the homesteaders. To me, part of the greatness of Soldotna is the shoulders upon which we are all standing that we're here. So magic, I'd like for those people to see what we became. There were a lot of dreams, but just the time didn't make it possible for them to see it. So magic wand, I want to bring those people back. I want to let them see what they were a part of. And I also would listen to the wisdom they have of how to move forward. It always bothers me when people pass on. We don't have the benefit of their personality and their knowledge. And so magic wand, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring everybody back. We're going to listen. We're going to love each other. We're going to show compassion. I'm real clear. Soldotna is the only place I want to live, and I think everyone else should want to, assuming they follow the rules.
Pamela, it's a test for your imagination. 10 years from now, no politics involved. It's just a magic wand. What would you like to see in Soldotna? The greatest thing that you would like to see in the next 10 years?
Well, I mean, I probably can't say my first one. Y'all think I'd be crazy. Everyone walking and biking everywhere. That would probably be the first one. No, actually, honestly, I would love to see a gorgeous downtown area along the river. I'm picturing cute little shops owned by my friends, my neighbors, your friends and neighbors, maybe a couple apartments above it. And you can walk or ride your bike from one side of town to the other safely. Cars are not flying through, you know, flying down Readout at 50 miles an hour because the streets are so wide. We don't have any accidents with pedestrians, things like that. It's a safe, vibrant community with a diverse economy. And I think it does center around that downtown plan. But thankfully, I don't need a Harry Potter spell for that because that's where the city is already headed. And I'm just looking forward to helping them continue along that path.
Thank you very much. Okay, Lisa, in 10 years, you've got the magic wand. Harry Potter is here. What are you going to put in the city that will improve our quality of life?
Okay, so I wrote these down. I didn't take these from Pam. But it would be the development of the riverfront properties and taking the plan that the city is currently working on that they'll be bringing back to council sometime. I'm not going to specify a time. So that we can, and they've developed a vision, which is very nice. The other is we have talked over the years about developing and putting in a bridge so that kids can ride their bikes from here over to the sports, the baseball fields, and over to the college and the bike trails over there. And I think putting in a pedestrian bridge across the river to provide for access.
No parking garage at the park where we can have an 8-story-foot parking garage and then just walk? Okay. That brings us to our closing remarks. And I believe we started with Mr. Carey, so we will start with Lisa Parker and her closing remarks for this campaign season.
Well, thank you, Meryl, and thank you, everybody, for coming out. I will keep my remarks short. Again, my name is Lisa Parker, and I would appreciate your vote on October 1st. I am very proud to be a resident of the city of Soldotna. I am very proud of the wonderful staff that we have working for the city of Soldotna, the relationships that we have with the businesses, and particularly the relationship that we have with the Chamber of Commerce. All of us working together, we will continue to build and have a strong community. Thank you.
And Pamela Parker, 2 minutes to wrap it all up, please, and win that seat.
I might actually use a little bit more of this time because I was actually nervous the first time around, so I think I missed a whole bunch off of my resume. So I think I'm the best candidate for this position. I'm young, I'm forward-thinking, I'm involved. My husband and I are raising a family in town. We own two businesses in town. I serve on the board for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, for the Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council. I've been involved in junior achievement, going into our schools to help children learn about business and economics. I served on the board for Peninsula Community Health Services. I was a founding member of the Kenai Young Professionals. I also worked for the Kenai Chamber for a little while, so I'm also pretty familiar with working between Kenai and Soldotna and the joint effort and what that can accomplish. Yeah, I was a former teacher. I have a master's in mathematics education from the University of Florida. Go Gators. My husband and I love to walk and bike around this city, which means that we get to see a lot of it. We also get to see what's going well and maybe what needs some improvement, and then we can bring those issues. I say we, it's because we're a team. He works all the time, but we call him my ventilation system because that's his job at the shop. I get to vent to him when things are going wrong. But no, we love living here. I absolutely am passionate about this city. I'm passionate about the future that this city has, and I want to be a part of it, particularly because I am young, and we will be here for 30, 40, 50, 60. I mean, maybe, I don't know what's going to happen when we're all robots in the future. I'm just kidding. I don't think we're all going to turn into robots. But we will be here for a very long time, and I want to make sure that the decisions that are made now will positively impact not only my family, but also the other residents of the city of Soldotna in the future. I think I got it all that time.
And Mr. Carey, coming back to the city council, like 2 minutes to why we want you back on the council.
In the last 40 minutes here, you have seen what I believe is the correct way to be involved with civic duty. To my knowledge, we had never met before today. There's been no negative anything. Lisa, I have known for a while. This is how the dialogue should take place. The people with ideas and vantage points, and I hope you don't mind, but she's not right and I'm not right. But together, working, we can present ideas and we can do it with integrity so that one person is afraid that what someone else says maybe is better. And so to begin with, I'm asking to be back on the city council, if possible, because I believe in civic duty. I'm supposed to be someone who helps. And this community is my focus, as well as church. And so I hope to have the support. I happily show up for meetings. I absolutely show up with energy. I do the information. On my handout, I talk about the idea of competence and compassion. Compassion and kindness is being lost very much in our communities on all levels. I will never give in to the disrespect that exists in other areas. I believe in this community. I'm going to be buried here. I don't know. 70 years from now, I'll let you know. I'm going to be here a long time more. But I want to provide an example for young people. I don't go many places in this area that I don't run into ex-students. And humbly, the kids were really kind to me. And they're still really kind to me as I go out. I want to continue to set an example that will make young people get involved in their community, hopefully always vote in every election, be involved with petitions and other ways in which we can shape government. That's what I want to do. And it is totally dependent upon the people who show up by October 1st and vote. And respectfully, I ask you to please vote for Dave Carey. Thank you.
And I want to thank each of our candidates for stepping up into a process and at a day at a time we have pundits asking the question, with everything always having an ending, will a government by the people of the people continue into the future? You are guaranteeing that, and to all those who have shed their lives so that we can have this form of government, we applaud. Thank you very much.